from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every insider around the team says Wilson's not getting a new deal before the season starts, and Fields isn't getting a new deal before the season starts. So not only are we watching these games to see how the Steelers do this year, but also how they handle the quarterback position moving forward, which is why this list I was given is so interesting to me. Four quarterbacks who could be the Steelers' starting quarterback in 2025 who aren't on the roster right now. Four unique names. I want you to tell me of these four, Chris, which one you think is the most likely, and then I'm going to ask Donnie which one of the four he thinks is the most exciting from the list.
I'm ready, Pony. Ready to play this game.
Daniel Jones. Kirk Cousins. Dak Prescott. Shador Sanders.
Most likely
for you,
most exciting
will be Donnie's.
Kirk Cousins, Dak Prescott, Shador Sanders,
Daniel Jones.
I think most likely is Dak Prescott, because I think they liked Dak Prescott back in 2016 when
he
got drafted, and that they might have actually drafted him, but for some disagreement within that front office. That would be disagreement,
because of off-the-field stuff with Dak back then at Mississippi State.
Yeah. Well, I think he had like a DUI situation that was up in the air.
Yep.
He has been nothing but a good citizen since, and like one of the most marketable pitchmen in the league. Like, cuts a very clean profile as a face of the franchise. Extremely clean, really. So I would think those concerns would have been well assuaged by this point.
But he's not been a big game player, and
no,
he is
not
going to be a very, very, very expensive
$60 million
player.
Man.
Maybe.
I mean, if Jared Goff got, what, 53?
Yeah, I mean, it's possible.
He's going to be up in that 57, 58 range, I bet. I actually think that if they don't sign either one of these guys and they don't bring them back, I think Dak actually is the most likely, because you say he's not a big game player, you're right. But I think most NFL teams would continue to take the chance on having a non-big game player turn into one eventually. Kirk Cousins sure as hell isn't a big game player. My God.
Do you know how many playoff wins he has?
One. Against?
New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
Donnie?
Now you get most exciting, big guy.
It's the same guy. It's Dak.
Oh!
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's just below, like, the league's elite. I think he's a very, very good player. Now,
And if you think you put him with this defense, he can potentially do even better than he has in Dallas to this point?
I don't know if the numbers will look better. I mean, because he has an outstanding receiver with him right now. I mean, up until the final week of the regular season last year, he was a legitimate MVP candidate.
He finished second in the MVP voting.
Yeah, I mean, and he's had some very, very good seasons. 2021, he was great. His rookie year, he was great. 2019, he was great. And even in the years where he wasn't great, he was still good.
He got the runs against the Packers. I mean, he was god-awful in that game.
Yeah, he's been bad in big games. But compared to the names you just put out there, Cousins, who you know I'm a Kirk Cousins guy, he has one playoff win.
I admit that publicly too often.
I say it all the time. He has one playoff win in his career. Daniel Jones has... I mean, he has a playoff win under his belt. But
against Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, he is completely... seemed to crater, and I don't think Sanders is somebody you should be hitching your wagons to at all.
I thought you would say Sanders is the most exciting solely for the carnival sideshow value of Dion being here, and it would be
I think Sanders is the most likely
insane.
From that group. And here's partially why I say that.
You think the Pittsburgh Steelers would want to deal with that?
Well, hold on a second. Here's where I think... Well, it is a number. By the way, it's a whole new era of Steelers football. This is not the 1990s anymore. It's not even the mid-2000s. There's all this talk, and I don't put it past him. There's all this talk about how Dion is going to try to pull an Archie Manning and try to get his kid to a desirable team.
You're missing
in the draft.
Something about that. He's already said he doesn't want his kid playing where it's cold.
We've had some very mild winters.
He doesn't want him in a northern city. Pittsburgh is a northern city.
Who reported this?
It's out there.
It's out there?
The Dion steering thing is out there that he wants to avoid a cold weather outdoor city. In fact, it's more likely to me that the Steelers...
Are we still a cold weather city?
Yes. That the Steelers have...
You talk about global warming all the time, Chris. You don't think that that's...
When do I talk about it all the time?
You know all about it. You're a global...
What was the temperature when Kenny Pickett beat the Raiders here? A couple days after Franco passed.
It was in the negative degrees.
Now, is that cold or is that warm? Are we in Mumbai here or are we still in Pittsburgh? It was like 32 degrees down in West Virginia somewhere last night.
So then he wouldn't go to Kansas City because they get snow on the ground.
He probably wouldn't go to Kansas City because Patrick Mahomes is the quarterback.
No, but I'm just saying that would disqualify them Mahomes retired from football.
Yes, I think it is more likely that Shedeur Sanders is the Cowboys quarterback and Dak is here. Because I think Dion wants him to go to Dallas. I think he wants him in Big D.
Then you think Jerry Jones would want this too? Well, apparently he doesn't. No, I mean,
yeah, Jerry Jones would
just,
shy away from getting a very high profile
out loud
player
here because he clearly has not given Dak the contract that he wants. I think that there's hurt feelings there. I do think that relationship has run its course.
I think Dion would love to be the coach of the Dallas Cowboys and coach his kid. I honest to God believe that. And you know what, Dion? I don't know if he would be a good pro coach. We know the guy hates recruiting. I bet you he would much rather just try to recruit or coach a team of professionals. He doesn't have to give speeches about Louis Vuitton luggage that he's bringing in. I actually believe Sanders wants to coach his kid on the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, great. I mean, they're already a clown show in terms of what they've done compared to the relative coverage and amount of time that's spent BSing about that team. Mm-hmm. It'll get even worse if that's the combination they go with next year.
Guarantee you ESPN and every outlet is hoping for
it. Oh, my God.
Yeah. By the way, here's one thing about Dak that's interesting, just when you break down his splits, because I was curious about this. You say he's not a big-game quarterback. Winning big games often means going on the road in the playoffs to win them.
Mm-hmm.
Much better player, maybe not surprising to anybody here, much better numbers in a dome or, like, you know, retractable roof setting. Because I guess technically they would call Dallas a retractable. I don't know why.
When is it open?
I know, I'm just saying the majority of his games show up on Pro Football Reference as retractable roof, but his passer rating is well over 100 in both of those. He's not nearly as effective of a player when he's outside.
That Sanders thing about how he wants warm weather, if that's true, that's an admission that his son is not equipped to play in cold weather places, and I'm shocked that Dion would have that opinion of his kid.
I mean, he's in Boulder right now, and the kid's playing there.
But that's what I don't. But that's what I don't get.
No, I know.
It.
I know.
You're Deion Sanders. You're one of the most braggadocious, cocky athletes in the history of football, and you're concerned about the weather your son plays in?
Don't you think it is probably easier to play quarterback in better weather?
No, I think it is, but like it's a tell. It's you're telling on yourself when you say that. Like I don't want my kid to go to a place like New England or Buffalo or Baltimore or Cincinnati or Cleveland because of the weather there. I don't know. I would just think he would be like, my kid's the best quarterback in the world. He can play anywhere. I just want him to go to a stable organization and with the right coach. That's what I would think from him. But
Deion Sanders, this is in March, says his son and Travis Hunter won't play for random certain NFL teams. Quote, it's going to be an Eli. So now he's Hunter too?
I'm just saying this is not a random NFL team. And I think if Mike Tomlin was interested in Shedeur Sanders, I think he would be 100% on board with him playing here.
He did say the Eagles would be a good fit, I guess.
Right. So where are you ascribing this cold weather quote?
I've seen it. I just have to go back and
he said it with.
Wait a minute.
With Mad Dog.
Okay. Thank you. I'm glad you at least had it.
Man, without, I'm stunned. He'd go on without with
you
Mad Dog,
giving.
By the way.
Without you giving though the source, Pony sounded like he believed you more than he ever believed me. Now you had the source.
No,
and thank
it,
you.
If Donnie just said he said it, I would be like, oh, okay. I mean, I'm still waiting for you guys to tell me where it was said.
He said he hopes his son is selected by a team located in a warm weather city.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.